Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. Stewart is in the house. And
happy to be here, too. Hey, Eric.
You've been publishing the Beacon newspaper over 25 years here and serves everybody over 50 with information useful to their lives.
Thank you.
Yeah, so thebeaconnewspapers.com is the website.
That's correct.
People can read it online.
You can, yes.
They can go there to find out also. Can they go there to find out where it's dropped?
And no, not actually at distribution sites, but you can. There are all the other kinds of things, links, important links, and there are games and puzzles, and you can make comments on articles and lots of other nice things. But no, to find out where we are located and to pick up a free copy, you can call our office. That's 301-949-9766.
Great. What do we have?
Well, one story that we run, I mean, you know, oftentimes new research comes out and you say, oh my God, they changed their minds again about something. So this is sort of another one of those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. I'll preface it with that. But calcium and vitamin D. We all know that to protect our bones as we get older, we really do need plenty of calcium. Mm-hmm. And vitamin D helps the body absorb calcium. So they've been recommending for some time now that you consume both.
Okay.
The question has been, can people just have supplements? Because it's become so popular to take a calcium supplement every day.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, some people take 1,000 milligrams or more of calcium in a supplement form. And they've really done a number of studies, and they're really checking, does this really make a difference? I mean, doctors assumed that since calcium is in the blood and the bones are always breaking down and building up again, that you needed plenty of calcium in your blood, and if mm-hmm. your calcium was low, you should take a supplement. Does it really make a difference? Does it prevent fractures? And the studies say no. You know, it might even increase the density of your bones a bit, but it's not going to prevent fractures. It doesn't really make a difference that way.
So
however, it's supplements, though. I'm talking just supplements.
Okay.
So you need the calcium, but it's better to get it from dietary sources, mostly dairy products.
Mm-hmm.
Also, some meats and such have calcium.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is not only that the calcium supplements don't necessarily prevent fractures, but there are some downsides as well. There's an increased risk of kidney stones, which can be, very painful.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't hold true with dietary calcium. With your diet, it actually reduces your risk of kidney stones, but with supplements, it increases the risk. And even more important, there's an increased risk of heart attack with calcium supplements.
Okay.
And the study's fine. So the question is, what do? You try to get it from your diet, and then you supplement with vitamin D if you need, because vitamin D your body has to make through being in the sun. Right. And mm-hmm. the problem is we don't want to get skin cancer, right? So we have to use sunscreen and we have to cover up. And when you do that, your body doesn't make enough vitamin D.
Huh.
But vitamin D supplements do seem to help. So that's the latest.
And the greatest. The Beacon newspaper. You can read all about it at thebeaconnewspapers.com or pick up your free copy at any one of 1,500 locations around the metro area. Anything else in health?
Sure. There's a type 2 diabetes drug. Type 2 diabetes is really quite common, and it's becoming more so all the time in older adults.
Mm-hmm.
This drug is called Jardiance. I think I'm pronouncing it right. Jardiance. It came out last year. It's the first drug yet for type 2 diabetics that has been shown to lengthen lives, and I mean dramatically. It reduced deaths from heart complications by 38%, from any cause by 32%, and reduced hospitalizations due to chronic heart failure by 35%.
Wow.
They've never seen anything like this before.
Hmm.
So this was a 3-year study of people who, not only that were they taking this drug, but they were taking all the other usual regular type 2 diabetes drugs as well.
Mm-hmm.
So they were already getting all the benefits of, control of this and control of that, blood pressure, cholesterol, blood sugar, all those things were already more or less under control. And on top of that, they gave them this drug, and it cut their risk of death significantly.
Tremendous.
Yeah.
Jardiance.
Right.
It's called.
It's so, not cheap, but it seems to be worth it.
Okay. Well, of course, it's, anytime you've got a cutting-edge drug that's going to give people more life, there's always a cost for the manufacturer, the development of drugs,
right.
And that's why they're very expensive initially. Jardiance is that. I'm going to tell a friend of mine. I just found out that he has type 2, and he may be aware of it. And if not, I'll let him
tell
know.
His doctor, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, right. Good. Anything else in health?
Just real quick, because I know we're running out of time.
Sure.
We have an article about resources for caregivers. If you're a caregiver, you're taking care of somebody, and you find you're overwhelmed sometimes, and who isn't? I mean, it's a really very demanding job. There are several websites. The most well-known, I guess, is called Lots of Helping Hands, where you can just put onto a website information about your own personalized website. You can only give the name out to those people who you want to give it to. And whenever you have a need, you want a meal or you need transportation help or you need respite of some sort or any kind of little thing, you just put on there what your need is. And anybody who's part of that gets an email alert, and they can go in and click on that and say, I'll do that for you. And then everybody knows that was being taken care of, and no one else has to worry about it. So it saves you hundreds of calls or, all kinds of needs to get met through your friends
Great.
In your social circle.
Read all about it in the Beacon newspaper. Thank you, Stuart.
Thank you, Eric.
I've got Pat Howley back with me today. Now, Pat is an attorney with Shulman Rogers, which is a highly respected law firm in the D.C. metro area. He specializes in estates, trusts, and elder law. And I've asked Pat to come in and discuss with us some of the legal complications. What are the things you should be thinking about immediately after someone passes? Pat, welcome. Good morning.
Thanks for having me, Eric. And first, I should mention that my comments today shouldn't be considered legal advice to anyone who's listening, but everybody's situation is different. So really, if you have a specific issue, you should consult with your own attorney, but we can give you some general things to think about here.
Okay, great. Great. So, Pat, tell me what you were telling me before we took a break. What is it you'd like to cover today?
Yeah, well, when someone passes away, those close to them have a lot of issues to deal with, and some of those are legal issues. So people, you know, they tend to wonder, how quickly do I need to address these things? What kind of things am I going to have to think about? Is it going to be overwhelming? So I wanted to kind of try to demystify some of those issues. The first is the timing. I get calls from people sometimes, and they tell me that somebody passed away who's close to them, and I say, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. When did they pass away? 10 minutes ago, they tell me. They don't need to call the attorney right away. Unless there's a major issue, you don't need to address this really in the first few days unless there's something really, really pressing. Otherwise, usually in the first few weeks after someone passes away, it's a good time to think about these things. It's just really important that you don't put it off forever because some problems can really grow. There's some important deadlines that shouldn't be missed, and these things don't get better with time. So it's just important that at some point you try to focus on these issues.
Now, so when something is going to happen and everybody knows it's going to happen, it's a little different. You have a lot of time to plan and think through the process of what might occur. But when something is sudden, it can be very upsetting. It can be very difficult and emotionally, and I mentioned this previously, I'll get a call sometimes from a widow who's just lost her husband, and she's like, I got to get out of here. And my advice is actually, hey, I really think, you know, I'm a real estate agent. I'm not a psychologist, but you're really better to stay and go through a process of grieving where you are versus upsetting everything emotionally in your life all of that time. It's very difficult on you. The same would be true in speaking with counsel is you want somebody who can guide you through that process and keep your hand steady. In what ways do you do that?
Absolutely. It's something that people shouldn't be used to dealing with this. And there are folks like me who we are used to dealing with it. So that's why you can turn as much of it over to us as you'd like, and we can guide you through the process. I tell people that frequently. You know, usually you might deal with these issues once, twice, three times in your lifetime between maybe parents and a spouse. Mm-hmm. It's not something you should necessarily know how to handle or feel that you're required to handle yourself. There's a lot of good help out there, so it's really just a matter of kind of getting the ball rolling, talking to somebody about it, and finding out that, yeah, it's a process, but we can guide you through it.
Okay, that's great. And best way to reach you, Pat?
You can reach me at 301-231-0944, or also our firm's website, which is shulmanrogers.com.
Okay, so that again is 301-231-0944. And one thing Pat will do is he'll take 10 minutes with you on the phone and just, you know, allow you to ask questions, allow you to try to figure out what's the right next step for you. And his goal is going to be to kind of do a legal checkup with you on where you are right now and where you may be going. Maybe you're facing, you know, an uncertain future and you need to know how to protect your assets between now and that uncertain future. Perhaps you're going to inherit and need to understand what are the complications you may be facing and want legal counsel for that. Pat's a great guy to go to, very approachable. Again, for a checkup on that, contact Pat Howley at shulmanrogers.com or telephone 301-231-0944. Pat, thanks again for being on the show.
Oh, thank you, Eric.
What I want to encourage you as a potential seller to do is think about two markets for your house, both the open active market in the multiple listing, the sign, etc. That's for next spring. That's the best time for that. right now, it's the quiet market. It's that market where no sign, no lockbox, you're not in the multiple listing service, so you're not getting stale to the market, but you bring your house to this particular market, and you do it a few different ways. And one of those is through the coming soon section of our website. So you're not going to see all of our listings posted there because not everybody wants to do this, but I really encourage it because we've sold 5 homes this way. Boxes everywhere, paint hadn't been done, carpets, floors weren't finished, and so on. And the goal for you as a seller is to get top dollar, correct? And in the right period of time, right? But if you can do it with the least amount of improvement, maybe even as is, isn't that the goal? Earlier this year, we sold a home in Arlington. The house was essentially packed with stuff. We were able to sell it. And the seller could basically leave anything they wanted and take anything they wanted. They didn't have to do anything to that property. Give us a call or go to our website, ericstewartgroup.com. I got to take another quick break. I'll be right back.